Part 1. Chapter 1. Isolde. I didn't think you could tell in the moment. I didn't know you could feel the gravity of your life changing around you when it is. In fact, I always had sort of felt as though you became aware of it in retrospect. Like, after the fact, you think back and you're able to identify, oh yes, that moment did actually change my life. But I have it here now. Straight away. Straight away, from the other side of an impossibly crowded room full of people I was sort of pleased to see not 5 seconds ago, who now only stand as an obstacle between me and the pair of impossibly blue eyes that I can't look away from over across the bar. I've been in New York a lot lately. It was New York Fashion Week. And I once accidentally had sex with Mitchell Montrose-Bowes back in December because it was Christmas, and Christmas is always weird at home, so I lied and said I had to work in Paris. But then I was just in Paris alone, and I couldn't spend it with Lala and her family because her mum would tell my dad and then my charade would be up. So I had to stay in Paris and pretend to be busy, which is a recipe for disaster, especially when your ex-boyfriend is filming a Jean-Luc Godard film, which, let's be honest, I'm not going to see. And, like, fuck it. It's Mitchell Montrose-Bowes, and it's nothing you haven't done before. All the while, definitely being something you shouldn't do again because he did cheat on you, after all. With Megan Miller, of all people, for the love of God. And when I came to from my terrible Parisian delirium and had the wherewithal to run away from MB, I ran right into the arms of the other one. And I know you don't blame me, because how could you? Because it's Fletch, and he is him. And 1994 was such a mindfuck of a year with what happened back in September, and he was there for all of it. And he's good and safe, but it's always a bit messy with us. I don't know why. Me, probably. Anyway, London's shit that time of year. February's not really cold enough for snow anymore, but it is in New York. And February's one of the best months for snow there. I don't love cold. I actually don't love the hot either. Lala says I'm Goldilocks when it comes to temperatures. But I just want to be okay, really. I like to be comfortable. And if I have to be uncomfortable, I want it to be for a reason. I don't much love to be sweaty, but I'll get hot to go brown. Similarly, I certainly don't love being cold, but if it's snowing, it's pretty enough to be worth it. Do you know what I mean? Uncomfortable things have to be worth it. Worth whatever discomfort they bring you. Otherwise, they're just uncomfortable for no reason. Oh my God, Lala whispers to me. She's spotted those blue eyes on the other side of the room herself now. Is that? Yes. I cut her off. Lala is my best friend. We've been best friends since we were 15 and we were both sent to one of those terrible model houses in Paris for a month for a million casting calls. I don't know what happened. Maybe because we were the only non-white girls in the house. Both of us biracial. And it could have been a disaster and all competitive because modelling is often like that, but yay, feminism or something, because we sort of just fell in love. We also don't look the same. I don't need to tell you who she is, because I know you know. But Lala Caravella. Fiercely beautiful, chocolate brown eyes that match her skin, strikingly angular. Lala grips my arm with some urgency now. He is staring at you like no one's ever stared at you before in your whole entire life. That feels untrue, considering our profession and all. I tell her without looking away from him. I can't look away. Not first, at least. If I do, it'll imply I'm afraid, and maybe, if there were a gun to my head, which there isn't, but if there were, I'd possibly admit that maybe I am. Just a tiny bit. But that's only because I've never before felt my life changing in a moment. And I've had some really obvious, in retrospect, life-changing moments. When my mother died, that was one. When Jilly E. Edwards approached me in Selfridges when I was 15, which led to Rain Model Management signing me a week later, that was another. Lala, a big one. None of them, I realised, were changing me in the moment, but then here, now. It's strange. There's like a bubbling in me. As though living inside my blood, there's a trillion tiny little north magnets and he's a big old south one. Our eyes are still locked from across the room. His friends notice now too, I think, because he whispers something